Happy Mother's Day. Did you get your package? Did you get your card? Well, today is Sunday. Mother's Day is always on Sunday. Thank you to the carriers, by the way. It's every second Sunday. I'm sorry, every it's the second Sunday of every May. They do the NALC, the National Association of Letter Carriers Union, of which I am still a member, even though I don't carry mail. They do the food drive, so I hope that was a good event. And sometimes it falls on basically Mother's Day Saturday, like this year. Sometimes it's not close to Mother's Day. But anyway, I used to deliver mail on Mother's Day. On Sundays, I delivered express mail. I loved delivering express mail. It's usually always good news. And it was like making a touchdown. I think I mentioned that before. Carriers don't like to bring mail back. Sometimes they have to if they're called back to the office because the supervisor needs to wrap up and, tomorrow's another day. But, Express in Long Beach, California was great. Had fun doing it. And Mother's Day is just a very special day. It's one of the, as far as cards and mail, the mail volume rises around Mother's Day. But with all of this theft going on, with all the compromised keys out there, carriers still delivering into mail receptacles where there are multiple duplicate keys that have been copied on 3D printers, or if you go onto the key ordering system on the computer, USPS OIG has a report saying there's never been a cap on the amount of keys that could be ordered. So, like I said, all the PMGs responsible for overseeing things like this, I don't know. We need to vet our employees better. Okay, so Mother's Day and Express. Now, I fell asleep last night. I started podcasting again after what, since 2007. I haven't podcasted. So I fell asleep with my laptop open to a USPS OIG. It was like an operational report about, was it the first few months when DeJoy jumped into his position, took the postal police off of patrol, moved things around. He didn't come up with a plan till 2021, but obviously he must have been a part of the original Delivering for America plan that one of the Republican Congress members, I forget his last name, but he referenced the difference in the vehicle plan part of between the 2015 plan and Louis DeJoy. I never saw him look so dumbfounded. Maybe that plan wasn't supposed to be brought up. He must have had his hand in it though. So that's why when he got on board, he pretty much knew what he needed to do to start dismantling it. So the report that the master keys have been compromised, that just now the it's getting where the criminals are competing for mailbox contents and also the collection box contents. So I'll talk about collection boxes. Well, just real quick, the carriers should be asked where the safest place for a collection box should be. And then I also have that monitoring. Our disabled employees, this would help so much reduce the workers' comp experience rating or the workers' comp cost. And that is to have employees back to work. Now, if they're the older employees, they make a bunch of money. And of course, DeJoy doesn't want that. But there's even some new lower paid employees that are out on workers' comp. And a lot of the workforce have education and talents that the post office is unaware of. So I have this whole really easy way. Once DeJoy is out, I think I mentioned back when he first started, I sent, well, I actually asked him two things. I asked him, I sent it to his foundation when he, as soon as I heard his name. I said, what do you think about when you order new vehicles, have a U-turn car kit? Like, well, the workforce could probably sell them for commission and also to get us out of the having to pay for prepay for benefits for employees that weren't even hired or born yet. But that went away. So the post office doesn't have that looming over their head that the, I guess, Republican Party put in place years ago just to make the post office go belly up. So post office can't go belly up. That's just it. Again, it is a, it's like a free utility service. It is not a business. And so anyway, back to Express, that report, I woke up and I read, and it was giving all the statistics, the performance, how fast things went. And when it mentioned first class and priority, it was blacked out. But what intrigues me is that the phrase priority express or express doesn't come up at all. Now, when Louis DeJoy started in 2020, do you know how he just started taking all these actions? A commercial came up about express, same day express mail. That was something I've been, like I said, trying to improve the post office. And I had an actual instance where there was, it was a Kaiser Permanente medication that came from Los Angeles to Long Beach. And it was like the label was created at like 6 a.m. and I got it in Long Beach. I was able to deliver it, but I asked my supervisor at the time and he said, no, don't deliver it, it'll set precedence. But I thought, well, if we're able to do same day express mail, why don't I, you know, I've submitted a few. The very first thing I submitted was I was delivering express mail in Long Beach. I would see people back then before, you know, cell phones or widely used cell phones. People would be looking at their watch when they would see a postal vehicle go by because they wanted to check what day of the week is it, were they supposed to be at work. It was funny. I even delivered express mail in Signal Hill and the gal goes, what are you doing working today? I work for the post office. So again, another idea, why don't you remind people we have express mail in with our paycheck stuffers or anyway, just everything I have ideas for. So I'm driving this van. I thought, well, why don't we have the website on there and the phone number? Do we have the website URL? Well, yeah, when I was carrying mail, you must have had a website. I can't think right now. I never even knew that we had a place you could call in and make a complaint, actually. So that's another thing. All these carriers are being stopped on the route. Where's my mail or whatever? I mean, the new uniforms after DeJoy leaves and using N like Nancy, USPS.com, the post office, I will donate that URL I've had for a while. I've reconstructed the post office many times. Well, not, I haven't done it over. It's just my ideas are low cost and good ones, but I'm not sharing them with DeJoy. He needs to be gone. All right, well, there's something that he could do right away is put the reestablish light duty within the post office, okay? So back to Mother's Day. I miss my mom. I would be talking to her right now about everything that's going on. It worked out in that other instance where what I did was I stayed home, wrote why I did not come to work today. And then when I went into work the next day, my manager proceeded to rake me over the coals, rake me over the coals while he brought in all supervisors and managers to try and get to say how I'm insubordinate. So in the middle of that, the phone rings and I reported dotted lying to someone in a different, actually, well, Houston, Texas. That's where the corporate corporation was that no longer exists. And so I faxed that same thing to them and they obviously called my boss and I had extreme pleasure watching him turn red and tell everyone that the meeting has been adjourned or postponed. And it was great. Just like I really had a lot of fun laying off at the computer company I work for. There was a manufacturing manager that, unbeknownst to me, I was just a mail girl, a personnel clerk that got paid $5.50 an hour when the previous personnel manager was dealing with an issue where the manufacturer and manufacturing manager, the computer company, said to a woman, "You better do what I say or I'll throw you on the ground and blank your brains out." And the human resources manager did nothing? Oh my gosh. Well, I'm not a professional, as you could tell. I never claimed to be. My mission at work is to help our customers, and that's what I do. First call resolution, did that before FCR was ever mentioned, and I didn't even know there was a word for it. So I guess you could say I'm self-taught and self-trained. When I was in HR in the private sector, I prevented quite a few lawsuits. When I was asked, oh, I should sue, should I sue during the exit interview or them quitting or whatever, I would have my fingers behind my back. Please do, I want the experience. But as a company person, my response is, look at, surround me. I have the healthcare open enrollment. I've got the medical claims. We were self-insured. So I was the one that, you know, I knew who had an abortion, who had sexual transmitted disease. I knew who had brain cancer, of course, you know, but this is pre-HIPAA and pre-ADA. I did the ADA and a safety, the safety guidelines for the state of Hawaii. I mean, all of this is by researching. So I was intrigued with the legal part of human resources. But yeah, as a company woman, I would just say, look, you know who's going to have to prepare for any kind of lawsuit? It would be me. And look at what I have. I have the 401k open enrollment, which reminds me, I want to talk about TSP, Thrift Savings Plan. And anyone touching employees' benefits and from safe to an investment or a gamble, get out of the post office right now. Exit stage left. You're next. Do not touch. Do not. You're already messing with people's pay, and that's getting them, you know. All right, let me interject right now. Year of the monitor. I thought it would have happened a long time ago with this whole border thing. Before the border started being built, I thought, why don't we just have live webcams where people from around America would volunteer to just stare at a screen, like a four-part screen, to call or report, have something go, you know, real time to the border agents. You know, I see a drone, I see movement of people. And so, you know, you could still do that free, right? But you have these letter carriers, rural letter carriers that have getting, you know, their hours slash pay cut, right, from their paychecks. And if they're willing to work extra time, I mean, why don't they be a monitor for extra hours, and the post office can bill, you know, the Border Patrol Department. Was that Department of Defense? I don't know. I've got so much on my mind. But like I said, I have many ideas that can help. And again, year of the monitor. I mean, a monitor. That's something definitely that injured postal workers could do from their bed. They could do it not from a hospital bed because of the internet has to be, you know, secure, but their own bed, just looking at a screen. And that turns into other things too that the post office could do to retain employees. I was great at stopping the high turnover. But like I said before, you know, in order to get employees that want to stick around, you have to treat them well, pay them well, and give them benefits. So as far as the post office, they really could be cutting from the top. I mean, look at some of these positions, salaried positions. So, all right, Express. I wanted to make a note that with the first class and priority items blocked out. There was also some things that DeJoy never responded to the oversight committee. And there was something about that there were some accounts that was blocked out, but there were some kind of accounts that they were supposed to check up on as far as DeJoy. But what I have always been concerned about, especially since that, I mean, he put that Same Day Express commercial together so quickly as soon as he got on board, was that to collect all the businesses that use Express. Right now, I believe July 1st is when all of those corporate accounts are going to go away. Can anybody make a copy of those, get the list of all the businesses that have done Express through the post office corporate accounts? And then later on, once DeJoy is gone, of course, you know, LDJ, Global Strategies, or all the other trucking short haul and probably long haul trucking companies that he's affiliated with, we might see those businesses go over to them. So I'm going to be looking, I'm going to be getting a hold of all these collectibles. I know that's where a lot of people are losing money as far as claims and everything. And these collectibles can cost a lot of money. Now, when they're actually lost, I've heard from people that deal with that, and the MRC Mail Recovery Center Atlanta is really good to fill out that report and then you get your items back. I heard it works like a charm. So I don't have any complaints about the MRC Mail Recovery Center in Atlanta. But the first thing you should do if you're missing something is fill out an inquiry with the local post offices. But I wanted to bring up Express Mail again, because at the call center and even on my own sitting at home, I'm like, I'm going to see if I could order something in my same zip code, same day. Never came up as a price quote, was never available on USPS. I went into the NLAC carriers, like I said, and nobody knew. None of the carriers heard about Same Day Express Mail. And then there was another, there's another class of mail. Was that the changeover? Are we missing $29 per piece if somebody wants it same day or even next day? I've gone on and what used to be one day is now coming up as 2 days. I have never heard of Express Mail taking more than 3 days. And the last few inquiries, 5 days, still wasn't delivered, wasn't even in their state. So something major is going on, needs to be looked into. Where is our Express Mail category? How did it just disappear? I'm very concerned and sad. That was our premier product. It was better than sliced bread. All right, again, happy Mother's Day. I hope you all got your Express today and your cards and gifts yesterday, Saturday. All right, today's Sunday, and take care. Have a good one. Bye.